Welcome to Political Coffee, your one-hour thought-provoking news and commentary as you begin your day. And now, here's your host, Jeff Kropp.
Hey, everybody. Good morning to you all. I hope that you are beginning your day with that cup of coffee, and you're ready to talk a little politics about the things that affect your life. You know, we've talked a lot, as we know, about the vaccination thing. COVID. What about liberty? What about our individual rights to choose to live our life? Now, there are, well, new things that are happening as we, you know, this so-called resurgence of COVID begins to show itself. It's showing, and it's, look, it's just happening all over again. You see, the the lead story out there, on at least on Channel 12, is the fact that, hey, the hospitals are once again becoming overwhelmed because of the new variant of COVID. So let me ask you this. We've talked about, you know, how this, how if you're a state worker or you're a government employee for some agency and you're being required to take the vaccination, what you're going to do. What we haven't talked a lot about is if you work for a private employer and your private employer says, nope, you're gonna have to have a mask, or you're going to have the shot, the vaccination, for you to be able to work here anymore. What are you going to do? I want to talk with you a little bit about that today, because there's actually, there's a Oregonian story. I know it's a fish wrap story, but it is nonetheless still a story that has relevance to all of this. Because you see, what's interesting that I find about this, that if you work for a, if you're blue collar, and you work for a blue collar company, more or less, you're probably not going to be forced or demanded as a condition of employment now that you have to get the shot. Now, we know it was a condition of employment on mask wearing. And by the way, there's an interesting story that I saw on Oregon Watchdog out of Southern Oregon. A group of mothers that are opposed to newly issued mask mandates for Oregon students and faculty in grades K through 12 have come together online and are threatening to pull their kids from districts that comply. Many of the mothers claim that that requiring kids to wear masks is causing depression and anxiety. It's called Oregon Moms Union. And they're out there online. Oregon Moms Union. Now, the reason I'm adding this into the mix and why I think this is important for us to talk about is because I think back to when we had the strangest of political bedfellows. That was the vaccination wars back about 3 years ago. This is when the Oregon legislature was proposing, as a condition of sending your children to public schools, that you had to have them fully vaccinated. It didn't go over very well. In fact, there were rallies at the state capitol that brought together, you've heard me say this, and this is what I mean by strange political bedfellows, conservative Christian pro-life women with liberal Democrat pro-choice, pro-abortion women, brought them together to oppose mandated vaccinations. Now, fast forward to where we are today in America after coronavirus and all this nuttiness. And is the same impact that brought them together, and I will tell you, this scared the living daylights out of the Democrats. And you know why I know that? Well, because we heard it in the Capitol building. We were still in the Capitol building at the time. We heard that anecdotally. And we're seeing it play out to this day. You know why we're seeing it play out to this day? Wouldn't you think, now, just this is logical. Wouldn't you think, since there's all this big vaccination move going on during COVID, wouldn't you think that the Oregon legislature would use that as the political cover to institute a law that mandated having your children must be vaccinated to go to school? Wouldn't you think they would do that then? Isn't that the perfect time? They didn't. Now, why? Ask yourself, why? It's because they know that this issue divides their political base. They cannot afford to lose liberal Democrat women in the Portland metro area, which, by the way, women, not just liberal Democrat, but women in the Portland metro area are, in fact, the largest voting bloc. You may find this hard to believe. Largest voting bloc of everybody in Oregon. You think that's not right? You don't know the numbers if you do. The Democrats did not pursue what obviously would have been easy to have pursued. And they didn't do it. The forced vaccination of children to attend schools. Because they know how polarizing this is and how badly it hurts them with people that they have to vote for them to win, to retain control, so that they can continue to impose their tyrannical vision of utopia, socialist utopia, on the rest of us. And it is exemplified in this News 10 story today, and I'll have it up on the show plan. The headline is, Mothers Band Together to Protest the School Mask Mandate in Oregon. Now, I want to get through this with you, but I also want to, there's another story that I want to give you the heads up on. It is on the Gateway Pundit. It's called Elections Expert Seth Kishel Releases a National Fraud Numbers. In the votes, finds 8.1 million excess votes in the United States election. 8.1 million excess votes. Affirms Trump won Pennsylvania, Michigan, Wisconsin, Nevada, Arizona, Georgia, and Minnesota, and likely not winning Oregon, but massive fraud in Oregon. Here's an elections map. He's a retired Army intelligence captain, is billed as a elections data expert, and a former baseball analyst. Now, he's been examining the final vote counts in all 50 states. This is, using that data, this is what he's come up with. He is has his results published on his Telegram page. He believes also that there was some cyber flipping that may have, use the word may, affected results in New Mexico, Virginia, New Jersey, and New Hampshire. Now, how do you get excess votes? Well, this is relevant to Oregon because we think that this bill that was just passed, which you need to sign a petition, as I am, go to cleanvoterrolls.com. This House bill in Oregon that allows you, well, it allows dead people to stay on the voter rolls forever. But this is one of the ways they are hiding how they are cheating. It's an interesting story. No doubt it will be declared fake news when I try to put it up on Facebook. They say that Oregon is closer, along with Washington, Rhode Island, Connecticut, and Hawaii, than anybody thought. This is relevant because we are likely bringing Seth Kishel to Oregon to make a presentation at the Gathering of the Eagles this year, which will be on September 11th. We're going to honor the memory of those firefighters, the men and women who lost their lives on September 11th this year at the Gathering of the Eagles. It is the 20th anniversary. We're going to bring Seth Kishel. That is our plan. We have conversations with him right now, bringing him to Oregon. He's in California. He's Texas, I believe. To Oregon to discuss Oregon's data and Oregon's, well, the validity of our voting system. So that's what we're going to talk about today. And I'm going to get in, when we come back from the break here, I'm going to get into this Oregonian fish wrap story. The U.S. employers are ratcheting up pressure on the unvaccinated. But that's only true of the professional elite occupations. Because if you work for Walmart, they're not going to ask you to do this. Or Tyson Foods or Amazon. Why? We'll get to all of them. Friends, if you didn't notice, yesterday was just a darned hot day. I know, I was out working in it around the farm. If you are pretty uncomfortable at home, you need to call Freedom Heating and Air. They can make you really comfortable. I know that because not only do they advertise in one of our great advertisers on this radio station, but you can read their satisfied customer comments on their webpage, which is freedomheatingandair.net. If you're not comfortable at home, you need to call them. They have emergency services. They will come out to your house immediately. 503-580-1456. 503-580-1456. Back in a moment. We'll get into your phone calls about all of this. Come on and sing my song.
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
We are back. It is great to have you with us. 22 minutes past the top of the hour. 503-589-1220 is that Power Buick GMC talk line. 503-589-1220. Send me an email to Jeff at 1220.com. .am or Jeff at KSLM.news, like Greg L. did. He shared with, and Greg, thanks for doing that. He shared with me a YouTube video of a former Australian heroin addict by the name of Vanessa. And if you watch this video, it's only 2.5 minutes long. She says that the current state of oppression in Australia about COVID is far worse than her being a heroin addict, homeless, sleeping on the ground behind a church. And that lifestyle was easier to accept than the complete loss of freedom, the tyranny that the Australian government is forcing down their throats as a result of COVID. It's a pretty amazing video. And Greg, thank you for that, because it just, wow, tells you a lot. And there's another piece. I want to thank Timothy, who sends me a lot of great stuff. There's an article out of ClarkCountyToday.com. That's Clark County, Vancouver, Washington. And it's about why people don't know about the tolling. Why don't people know about tolling? Because it's coming, folks. It is coming for those people who cross I-205 into Washington. They're going to toll it. They're going to toll a lot of other places. Now, the reason that I bring that up is not only because I got the email for it, but we have done political polling on this. And in the Portland area, this is huge. And I mean huge. It is almost as big as crime and the riots. It's not quite. But the resistance to this is massive. Now, you would think the Democrats, and they know this, they're not stupid. You would think they would be scared of it, right? They're not. Democrats are very calculating. The liberals, the elitists. And I am going to talk here in just a moment about the question I ask. If you're just joining us, think about this. We've talked about how if you're a government employee and Kate Brown or Joe Biden say that you have to have the shot, the vaccine, to be employed by the federal government or by the state of Oregon or any other government entity, what are you going to do? But what happens if your private sector employer now says that? What are you going to do? Lee writes an email to me. Buttercup and Bambi is the name of the email. So in a conversation with Buttercup, he has heard the message to wear a mask, get the shot, and is scared to get close to others. I attempted to comment that every fall, people get sick with something. It's happened for a few years. If one takes care of himself, their immune system, they can fight off most things. I was confused that they stayed 6 feet away, but Bambi was right by his side, Buttercup. So I guess they don't really understand how a bug is transmitted. What they say is important. They are afraid to get a job because they would be in a fishbowl of germs. I ask what they do all day. Play games. I should get paid for playing games. So there you have it. Isn't it nice that we support Buttercup and Bambi? Back to work for me. Where did I leave my coffee? That's good. And sadly, so true. 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. This story, U.S. employers ratchet up pressure on the unvaccinated. Now, this is an AP story. It's out of New York. So even though it's reprinted in the fish wrap, it's relevant to us because it applies here. Employers are losing patience with the unvaccinated workers. They go on to describe how employers are getting tougher. Federal government, state governments, California, New York, tech giants, Google and Facebook, Walt Disney. So much for going to Disneyland, huh? Except in Florida, maybe, where they don't have the mask requirement. Although Disney is imposing it there, I understand. I could be wrong. But what about vaccinations to just visit Disney? And the NFL. Some hospitals, universities, restaurants, bars, and other entertainment venues have also started requiring vaccines. But the new measures are unlikely to affect many of the millions of unvaccinated Americans. Why? Because most of the companies that require these shots have office workers and that are already largely vaccinated. But they're reluctant to work alongside those who aren't. Yet, in contrast, major companies that rely on low-income blue-collar workers, food manufacturers, warehouses, supermarkets, and other store chains, are shying away from the mandates for fear of driving away employees and worsening the labor shortages such businesses are facing. And they give some examples here. So, now, Biden did announce last week, according to the story, that all federal employees and contractors must get vaccinated or put up with weekly testing and lose privileges such as official travel. Federal government says it's going to cover the cost of the weekly test. As for other employers, insurance may pay for such testing, but not others. So if you work for Walmart, and they're listed in the story here, they have a hard time, the employers like Walmart are having a hard time justifying vaccine requirements for their workers when they're allowing people in their stores, customers, to be vaccinated. So if you are working for a private company, what will you do if you've got to have a shot?
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
We are back. Great to have you with us. 503-589-1220 is that Power Buick GMC talk line. If you're just joining us, what are you going to do if your private employer says you have got to have the shot to work forever? The story about this, the reason that we're talking about this, because we've, friends, just watch Channel 12 this morning here in Oregon. What do you see? Well, the lead story is about how the hospitals are filling up with COVID people again. Haven't we heard that somewhere before? Now, what happened after that? Well, I mean, you know, Kate shut the state down. Actually, she began shutting it down even prior to that. But the point is that it's going to impact us again. The story out of News 10 down in Medford about mothers are banding together to protest the school mask mandate in Oregon. It's a truly organic thing. Now, this will scare the living daylights out of the tyrannical socialists, the utopians, who think that government is the answer to everything. The people who are running Oregon, Kate Brown, Tina Kotek, who wants to be governor now, and Peter Courtney. Because this, just like timber unity, is a truly organic thing. But they're blaming the surge in COVID on the more contagious Delta variant spreading. And in the story, of course, the vaccine hesitancy in certain parts of the state. And of course, Brown saying that this fall, all schools have to require kids to wear masks. Now, some schools are trying to figure this out. But I go back to this is exactly why these local elections are so important, why you need to be involved in local elections. Because the school board ultimately is going to be the one. In fact, there's a story now in Fox Business. Teachers union head pushes universal masking. So it's not just the mask issue. It's now vaccinations. Wearing a mask is one thing, isn't it? But getting a shot in your body that you really don't know what it's going to do to you is completely different. So what are you going to do? If you're in Oregon, you work for Walmart. Walmart says you don't have to have the shot. But if you work, say, in a law firm, or you are maybe another private employer, and you're required to have the shot, what are you going to do? What if you work for a bar? Now, this is a big deal, because at some point, when are we going to push back at a level that says enough is enough? Or is it too late? What will you do? I'd love to get your opinion. 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. 503-589-1220. Emails to Jeff at 1220.am. You hear me talk about this new product at Pfeiffer Roofing called RoofMax. This could be a real game changer for you in your home or your business, but mostly your home. If you know you've got a problem with your asphalt shingles and you just know it. Folks, I've been there, okay? And I bet you have too, some of you anyway, that have lived in your home a long time, or you bought a home that had a roof that, yeah, maybe it was midlife, and now you've lived there a few years and it's getting to the end of its life. And you got that nagging feeling that maybe, just maybe, it's going to leak when it starts raining again this fall. This is the perfect time to check out RoofMax. Now, Pfeiffer Roofing does all kinds of roof replacements, roof repairs, cleaning, gutters, all of that. And you'll see all of that if you go to PfeifferRoofing.com. Spell Pfeiffer, P-F-E-I-F-E-R. They've been in business in Salem area and other places since 1978. Reliable, prompt service is their motto. But RoofMax is a new product that you can only get through them. They have an exclusive on it. It is a soybean-based product. They just spray on your roof. And it literally goes in and soaks into your asphalt shingles and makes them new again. They've got a great video, so you just go to PfeifferRoofing.com. RoofMax is right there prominently displayed. Just click on it. You can watch the video. You can read about it. You can learn about it. Most importantly, it solves your problem at a fraction of the cost of a new roof. Check it out, PfeifferRoofing.com, or call them for a free estimate, 503-647-4725, 503-647-4725. The product is RoofMax, and you can only get it from Pfeiffer Roofing. Now, thanks, Gail, for the email about Simon Parks and the Intel, including some of the his interview with Sheriff Mack. Folks, if you don't know Sheriff Mack, you should. It was his original lawsuit against the Brady Bill in the 80s that led to the profound U.S. Supreme Court decision in 1989 in the Prince versus USA decision that Your local county sheriff is the highest law enforcement officer in the land, period. In the land. You can tell the governor, the Oregon Department of Justice, the Oregon Attorney General, the U.S. Department of Justice, the U.S. Attorney General, to go pound sand if they want to. Anyway, he talks about how the Oregon audit and that constitutional sheriffs might have to get involved. Yeah, you're right. And by the way, I want to thank a lady by the name of Nancy who listens to this show. Thank you, Nancy, for the voicemail message at KSLM and about helping to run the Republican office here in Salem. So I've connected her with some others by email who can get back to her. And I thank you for that. And I thank you for those of you in this audience who are willing to help. So Biden's decision to require that you, if you're going to work for the federal government, you got to have the shot. And that they, the, as you know, the U.S. Department of Justice says, yep, it's legal to do that. Well, just because a leftist attorney general says so doesn't make it so, morally or ethically. But even more importantly, the U.S. Supreme Court hasn't weighed in on this. So if you work for, say, a Walmart, a retail outlet, and they're not requiring you, maybe they're requiring you to wear a mask, but maybe they're not requiring you to get the shot. Is that okay? You see, a lot of the retail outlets have mostly avoided vaccine requirements, the story says, for their customers because they don't want to alienate them. And because of the difficulty in trying to verify the status. Remember, we've talked about that. But the story says a shift is building. Now, remember, this is an AP story, so it's going to be, have a leftist bent to it. A shift is building, they say. Because now Joe Biden's come out. A shift is building amid frustration over plateauing vaccination rates. 70%, I guess, isn't enough. An alarm over the spread of more contagious Delta variant. As of Monday, 69.9%, basically 70% of American adults have gotten at least one shot, according to the CDC. So, at what point do we, the American people, say, okay, we've had enough? I was asked this question not long ago. And I got to tell you, I was asked this question by someone who is a persuadable. What I thought about if Kate reimposes mask requirements or vaccine requirements, how will that impact politics in Oregon? And I think it scares the living daylights out of people like Kate and why she won't do it. And I go back to the story from Medford about mothers against masking kids. And they're protesting. They're active. That is organic, and it scares the living daylights out of the Democrats. Now, if they know there's a limit, doesn't that encourage us? When I get back, we'll take to the phones and some email from Pale and Fake. I'm going to go away. 503-580. Talk language.
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
Friends, I want to remind you that ProBioscience makes some fantastic CBD products, all natural pain relief. You know, I do rave about their pain stick, which you just rub on. It kind of looks like a deodorant container, and you just, like you do with deodorant, you kind of screw it up, and then you just, you know, apply it to your body, and it works. It works really well for me. Last few days in the mornings after I get off the radio show, I've been out trimming trees along the edges of my fields, trying to keep those trees from scratching up my farm equipment. And I will tell you that that is very stressful on my body. Leaning out from 14 feet in the air in a cage with a long pole saw, reaching hard to reach branches. And I have been sore, and I've been using the ProBioscience pain stick, and it works. But friends, they've got lots of other really, really great products, including some for your pets, beauty products. They even have kits. And you know what else? They've lowered their prices. Why don't you check them out? It's pro-bioscience.com. bioscience.com. They're based here in Salem. They use only Oregon-grown CBD. Fantastic company. pro-bioscience.com. To the phones, as promised. We'll start first with Art. Art, good morning. How are you, friend? Welcome.
Hey, Jeff. Good morning. First, I want to say my daughter is not going to have her son vaccinated because of the potential heart problems that has occurred in men, mostly, from what I understand.
And
she's and in fact, there was a story, this one Democrat woman, her son got it, I mean, got the vaccine, and then all of a sudden he developed the heart problem thing, and she knew nothing about the heart problem thing. I mean, and so, you know, running the risk. I mean, once it happens, once you get the poke and it happens, there ain't no reversing it. There is no doubt about it. But I find it amazing, you know, Lindsey Graham got the shot and he now has COVID, and he says, oh, hey, my symptoms aren't as bad because I got the vaccine. Well, how does he know that for sure? Maybe he's taking vitamins and stuff like that, and that's what's keeping him from, you know, having worse symptoms. Because they do say that if you're taking vitamins and you're getting D and all that, and zinc and all this good stuff, that your body is going to fight off this virus. But the simple fact is, Jeff, it is a virus. It's not going to go away. And they can't, just like the flu is never going to go away, you know, unless a miracle from God. But they're treating this virus different than they are the flu, which... you know, it's just incredible. But the simple fact of the matter is, I'm not going to get the vaccine because if it kills me, and it does kill people, I'm absolutely convinced about that. You don't get a shot and then 3 days you die of a heart attack or other things. All of these aren't coincidences. But, you know, the simple fact of the matter is, that if I get the virus, if I haven't had it already, because I don't know, I haven't been tested or anything, if I get the virus, then I'm going to take therapeutics to minimize the effects of the virus. And they're proven to work, and it's a simple fact. You choose what way you're going to address the issue when it comes up to you. And that's our individual rights. But I'm not going to take a chance on getting the poke and dying of a heart attack or a stroke or whatever, because there are lots of people who have died precariously after they've gotten the poke. So that's my take on it. I think
so. I'm curious. I mean, your daughter's decision is one that is not, it's a different decision because it's based on some research that with some people, this causes heart problems. That story's out there. I think people accept it as real. That's different than, say, these moms down in Southern Oregon that are saying, no, you're not going to mask up our kids to go to school because of the psychological impact of it. Yet people are rebelling. So with your daughter, I mean, is she, let me ask you this, does she vote for Democrats or does she vote conservative? And will this change, you think, in her mind, will it change how she acts politically?
Well, she votes for the best candidate that's going to do, she's my daughter, Jeff. So, you know, I raised her right and talked to her about all the issues and stuff like that. But, I mean, it's plain and simple. She works in healthcare, okay, and she's not getting a vaccine. And there's a lot of healthcare workers out there that refuse to get the vaccine because they know the possibility of repercussions from getting the vaccine is real. So, you know, it's just sad that we can't work together and let people make their own medical decisions, which is going to suit them best. Because I don't want to end up like Hank Aaron or a lot of these other people who've gotten the poke and vicariously died. And of course they're saying, well, it may have been the poke or it may not have been the poke. But the simple fact of the matter is, you know, it should be your choice. So that's the way I'm looking at it. And this whole thing, I was listening to Charlie Kirk, is another war that our government throws out there. You know, the war on poverty, the war against all these different things that they make up, but they never find solutions, which is a sad
thing. That's right, because they never want to find solutions, because that means people are not dependent upon government. Art, well said. I appreciate your calling today. Friends, thanks for joining us. I also want to remind you that if you are looking for that contractor that can take care of your needs at home or maybe in your business, call Eric Azer, Righteous Renovations. Check out his website. Look at all the great work he's done for other people and the very satisfied customer comments. RighteousRenovations.com. RighteousRenovations.com. Every day, friends, we talk about things that impact your liberty, your life, and nothing impacts it more than the reaction to COVID and the resurgence and tyranny and losing your liberty. Of course, vaccinate. Be aware of it. Use it. Stand. See you tomorrow, friends. Be blessed.